Item 16 is the consideration and possible action to authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code 54953E and to make related findings. Karen has joined us. This is the continuing resolution that under the legislation that was passed last year that allows us to continue in 30-day increments to authorize holding meetings to be held virtually as opposed to in person. It's an authorization, not a requirement. So the point is we give ourselves the ability to meet virtually for a 30-day period by adopting the motion if we so choose. I wanted to throw out, I've had some discussions with Dale and some of you about whether and when we return to in-person meetings. So wanted to just get an informal or get a sense from members what your thought process is on time frame. May or may not relate to what we do on the item 16 per se, but just wanted to get a sense of sentiments for returning, not returning to the boardroom and time frame, if there are any. If there are none, fine. But if you have some, I think this would be a good time to hear them in relation to this item.
Sooner.
So John says sooner. All right.
I'm a thumbs up. Let's go.
Jerry I'm says.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay for any time.
Johnny's thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm okay returning too, but at the same time, it's nice to have flexibility. So I would vote yes on continued resolution, and I'm okay with coming back in person.
All right. And I should point out while you're thinking about the question that as we are currently configured in our boardroom, we are not set up realistically to do what is known as a hybrid type meeting where we would be both in person and virtual. It's just, it's a question of technical constraints. In addition to the 12 of us, we have senior staff and our presenters, all of whom have separate monitors. And, we're not set up with, dais and podium facing cameras, all of which would require a retrofit to the boardroom to be able to do that. So when I'm throwing out the idea of returning to the boardroom, I want to be clear, that would be an in-person meeting versus a hybrid meeting. So, and Rusty had to hand up. I'm sorry. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, because I couldn't tell from the computer here, but when the Board of Supervisors met, did they have plexiglass between each other? It seemed like the other day when I was watching their meeting, it seemed like there was some kind of plexiglass between them. And we do that here in our office. We still maintain the 6 feet distance, but we also have plexiglass between our cubicles. And I know that would be a lot to ask for the Board of Retirement, especially because we already sit closer together than I think the Board of Supervisors do at their dice.
Right.
So, which would be, again, incur probably a significant cost. But anyway, just a question I want to put out there.
I don't know the answer to that, but Karen, you have your hand up.
I do. Thank you. I don't. This isn't a response to Rusty's question. I'll let others respond to that. But my comment was going to be just to provide the board with a bit of background on the Brown Act and what is needed to be considered in order to continue to meet virtually. The board needs to consider whether it can meet safely in person at board meetings that are open to the general public. You need to think about how many people are there or are anticipated to be there, what the venue is, what the circumstances are. Rusty's question actually goes to that in a way, because you'll have to discuss what safety precautions there might be. And so if the board decides to continue meeting virtually, it needs to be based on current circumstances and whether the board feels that it can meet safely in person at the boardroom at a meeting that is open to the public with staff and consultants and public invited and open to participate. And I wanted to mention also that the current health officer recommendation, you'll find that in the agenda packet, effective March 1, is that the health officer issued a recommendation for safely holding public meetings, and that included a recommendation promoting social distancing. The recommendation states that online meetings, i.e. teleconferencing meetings, are strongly recommended as those meetings present the lowest risk of transmission of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. I hope that's helpful.
Yes, and as I understand it, I did read them the other day. I didn't read them shortly before today's meeting, but in terms of the recommendations, they are recommendations. They're not requirements, right?
So correct.
There are no mandates embedded in that. And just for the sake of discussion here, the current state of the boardroom, and Gail was kind enough to give me at least a pictorial preview, and we talked about it. You know, there is a given amount of distance between the public access seating between chairs, but with respect to the dais and the configuration that is part of the infrastructure, we're of course much closer as board members. I estimated, I think we were about 2 feet from one another, 2.5 feet maybe, but you know, in that range. So we're not 6 feet apart, and we're not going to be under the current current configuration. So that's something to take into account. Let's put it this way. I don't want to say it's not feasible. There's not a currently reasonable way to separate us all by 6 feet, as well as staff, and vis-a-vis the public, and to have that work well in the current physical setup of the boardroom. So, you know, we just have to understand the lay of the land in terms of how the dais is set up, how we are configured. And take that into account. And Rusty, to your question, I watched the board meeting the other day. I watched the last couple, and I didn't think they were up behind plexiglass, but I the first time I thought they were, and this last time I didn't think they were, and it might have just been a question of camera clarity, right? I was fooled, so I didn't know. But we'll run that down, because I think it's an excellent question.
Well, not that it matters, just, you know, I don't see how it worked for us if we tried to put everybody right at the board, because we are too close to each other.
Right. So, as it affects us, it would have no effect, and maybe someone might argue a deleterious effect, simply because it would restrict air, you know, in any movement of air by that medium. But, the physical layout is such that we are literally within 2 to 3 feet of one another, and that's just... That's the infrastructure. And Karen, thank you for your comments. I didn't mean to trump your presentation at the outset. I just wanted to use item 16 to at least socialize the idea of getting a sense from the board about returning to the boardroom, when and under what circumstance. My thought is, based on what I heard today, that it sounds like there's a general sentiment to do so. I didn't hear anybody opposed necessarily. And my thought is the earliest we might do that is May. May 4 is our May, first May meeting, because we move it up because of SACRS to May 4. So, and currently, at least it looks like that's a fairly light agenda. So we're monitoring that. I'm not sure what is going to come of that. So Here's my thought, and we'll move back to item 16 and take it up. But my thinking right now is, when we come back on April 27 for our second meeting, we might want to be prepared to more thoughtfully think about and resolve this. We'll have it on the agenda so that we can make a decision one way or the other in the near term about when and where we return to the boardroom. And take it up then, but at least now I have a sense, we have a sense, and we can talk about it and maybe make a more definitive action on the 27th. Does that sound like a reasonable time frame for that? Everybody okay with that? All right, see nods. So back to item 16 and Karen's advisory, and her report on our consideration and taking possible action to authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings. My recommendation is that we do so to give ourselves the ability to do so, because it seems prudent under all the facts and circumstances known to us. So is there a motion?
Moved.
I heard a motion.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the resolution to conduct for the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code Section 54953E with the related findings as set forth in our board packet. Any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, hearing none, we will proceed to vote. On the motion, Chavadarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll. Oh, that's right. We probably lost Louis, didn't we? My bad. I didn't realize I'd dropped his box off. MacDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
Kwan.
Aye.
And Sloan.
Aye.
All right. That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And apologize to Louis. He told me he was leaving and I didn't realize that I didn't see his box on the screen. All right. So that's item 16. Karen, are we good on that item?
Yes. Thank you.
Great. Excellent. Thank you.